What causes pneumonia?
Isn't that being cold, like after being wet, right? Something like that, being wet and cold after being warm or something, drastic changes in temperature. I don't know.
I think eventually, like, if you get a cold or something, you don't, like, let it get better.
Right.
It just gets worse and worse and eventually get pneumonia.
And it's a long thing, right?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Pneumonia. I don't think, because pneumonia is not contagious, right?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
But whatever caused the pneumonia could be contagious. Yeah, you're right. I think usually it is a pre-existing thing. Like, you get a cold.
Like, you get bronchitis, and then it turns into
pneumonia. Okay. Do you have pneumonia?
No. My parents do foster care, and one of the little girls they're watching right now has it.
Uh-huh.
So I just wondered what caused it, and I was like, well, maybe I'll ask you guys. And if you guys don't know, I'll ask my biology teacher.
Yeah.
They probably know.
Yeah, your biology teacher might be a better resource than us. But, yeah, I think that's about right. It's, yeah, you let a condition get worse, and mm-hmm. drastic changes in body temperature and stuff like that can do it, too. Something like that. I don't know. There you go.
Well, it sounds good.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye.
You working on Googling that over there?
Yeah, I WebMD'd it.
Oh, not yes. Wikipedia.
No.
Bold. Okay. What do you got?
It's germs called bacteria or viruses usually cause pneumonia. It starts when you breathe the germs into your lungs, and you're most likely to get it after having the cold or flu.
Okay.
And it makes your lungs hard to fight. It makes it hard for your lungs to fight infection. And if you have long-term or chronic diseases like asthma, heart disease, cancer, or diabetes, that also makes you more likely to get pneumonia.
There you go. Hooray. The internet. Never wrong. Free for all Friday, the phone line 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
It's really not that big of a deal or anything, but I listen to your guys' show every morning,
mm-hmm.
and I try and call in and comment, blah, 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 blah. And I met these people last night. I was telling them about, like, calling in and stuff, and I was telling them about your show and, like, what I said and all that kind of thing. And so I'm really just calling in to say my name on the radio because they said that they were going to listen this morning for me to be calling in, like, the loser that I am. And
okay.
So my name's Melanie.
Melanie.
Yeah.
How you doing, Melanie? What do you do?
Fine. Well, I'm actually driving to Wakefield. I'm a student teacher.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to teach art.
How's that going for you, by the way?
Great.
What class do you teach, what class do you student teach for?
Art.
I mean, like, what level?
Oh, kindergarten through 12th grade.
Okay. Oh, so
I have all of them every week.
Nice.
Yeah.
You get a good potpourri of people there.
Yeah.
And that's what we're always looking
sometimes
for.
Sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's not. So.
Well, Melanie, we're glad you're able to get your ego on this morning, I guess.
Right on.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye.